The U.S. dollar is consolidating after an impressive multi-day rally, with price action becoming more selective across G10FX. While markets continue to price a more hawkish Federal Reserve under Chair Warsh, there's been little fresh catalyst overnight to extend the greenback's advance, allowing some stabilization in beaten down currencies, even as the broader macro backdrop continues to favor the dollar. Expectations for another Fed rate hike later this year remain elevated following recent U.S. data and increasingly hawkish policy rhetoric. The Japanese yen remains under pressure despite another round of hawkish commentary from the Bank of Japan. Board member Tamura argued that underlying inflation has already reached the bank's target and suggested rates should continue rising every few months toward a neutral level around 2%, even leaving the door open to larger moves if inflation risks intensify. Even so, wide U.S.-Japan yield differentials continue to dominate price action, while lingering intervention risks are helping slow rather than reverse the yen's decline. The Australian dollar was little changed despite a stronger-than-expected labor market report. Employment rebounded in May, and unemployment edged back down to 4.4%, but softer details beneath the surface, including a sharp downward revision to April, a part-time heavy jobs mix, and weaker hours worked, tempered the market reaction. Strong household spending continues to support the Reserve Bank of Australia's relatively hawkish stance, but markets see little urgency for another near-term policy move. The euro and pound are also stabilizing after recent declines, although both remain weighed down by the combination of broad U.S. dollar strength and widening policy divergence with the Federal Reserve. Markets continue to favor the dollar, while U.S. yields remain elevated and expectations for tighter Fed policy contrast with a more measured outlook from Europe. U.S. equity futures are modestly firmer after a strong lead from technology stocks overnight. Investor sentiment received another boost after Micron delivered stronger than expected earnings and optimistic guidance, reinforcing confidence that AI-related capital spending remains robust. The results helped lift technology shares across Asia, with Japanese and South Korean equities outperforming as investors rotated back into the AI theme. In commodities, crude oil remains the key geopolitical barometer. Prices briefly bounced after Iran's Revolutionary Guard rejected an Omani and an International Maritime Organization proposal for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, but gains quickly faded as shipping traffic through the waterway continues to normalize. The market increasingly views the improving flow of energy supplies as outweighing the latest political rhetoric, leaving oil trading well below the highs seen during the recent Middle East tensions. Gold is broadly steady as investors weigh persistent geopolitical uncertainty against elevated U.S. yields and a resilient dollar. Looking ahead, markets remain focused on geopolitical developments in the Middle East and any further signals from central banks following this week's increasingly hawkish messaging and U.S. political headlines, including Speaker Mike Johnson's meeting with President Trump later today. With quarter end approaching, positioning and month end portfolio flows could also begin playing a larger role in driving price action over the coming sessions. That's all for now.